Truth, will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the book of John, John chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with verse 39, John chapter 5, verse 39 through 47. Please, while you're opening your Bibles to that scripture verse, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to send us a note, please, that you would address it the same, Parkview Bible Church. Street address would be 18th and Church Street, Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, if you have your Bibles open, we'll begin the study very quickly. I love to study the Word of God. I don't like to take time to do anything but studying and searching the Word. So please, if you would have your Bibles now ready, John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Let's begin with a word of prayer before we start. Father, I thank you that we can come, look at these precious words and enjoy them. It's a wonderful day, Lord. We love to look into the Word of God, to study it, to know your will and way, and to know it to be the truth. We do not use any other book or guide or any additional book to your Word. We study your Word verse by verse, and we confirm one area of Scripture, one part of the Scripture, with another to confirm its truth. And help us, Father, to understand each and every part of your precious Word, that we may know it and walk closer to you every day. And maybe even today, Lord, there's many out there that do not know you as their Savior, that they will come today by faith. Thank you for your Word now, Lord. Please that you would guide and lead us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We've looked at the Scripture verses. We started with verse 39 last time we were together, talked about searching the Scriptures. We've looked up two verses already, two areas, Acts chapter 17, verse 11, and Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19. Now, I'm going to continue with just the area there of search the Scriptures, and we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah chapter 34, and we'll look at verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34, verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord, and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. I love the beginning of that verse of Scripture. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord, and read. No one of these shall fail, none shall want her mate. Please that you look into the Word of God and seek out of the book of the Lord. It tells us none will fail. Please look now to Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Back to the New Testament. Now I've shown you some Old Testament scriptures. Back to the New Testament. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans 15, 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. What is the comfort and patience of the Scripture? What is this hope it's speaking of? The hope is life, real life. And yes, it will mean life after this life is over. We'll spend eternity with the Lord, and oh, that'll be wonderful. But it is a life today that we have. It's a joyful life. It's an exciting life that comes. There will be patience and comfort that will be part of it. There will be love and joy that's part of this this life, that will be full of this life. What a hope that is. And it's not something that we're just hoping for. You know, many people seem to believe this and teach this, that if I work hard enough and I do all the right things, then I will find my way eventually, I hope, and that's how they use the word hope, to get into heaven. Well, the Word of God tells us that the way we get to heaven is to get our sins forgiven. And to get our sins forgiven, there is only one way, and that is coming by faith to Jesus. And so please look to the Lord Jesus today. He went to the cross of Calvary. That's where the perfect sacrifice was offered. His life, his body was sacrificed there, offered there, as a lamb would be up on the altar. And all the examples we have through the Old Testament concerning that. Please, that you come to Jesus and you be saved. And again, I love that verse of scriptures. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. And a hope is a surety. It's something that we know is going to take place. Oh, it's wonderful to walk with the Lord. It's a joy to be each day and to know the power and the strength that we have in Him and through Him if we'll follow Him and if we'll be obedient to His way and will. It's very simple. To have joy, to have peace, to be excited in this world that seems to be falling down around us, and there's so many things to, if you want something to fear, why, just get the paper out or just sit down in front of the television for a few minutes and catch the local or the national or the world news. If you want something to be depressed about, probably there's enough depression in your own family that you don't need to search outside that to get you down. Well, those things don't get me down, my friend, and not because I'm super strong or something like that. It's just because, my friend, that I know Jesus, and Jesus is my comfort and my peace. And when I look into the Word of God on a daily basis, I receive that comfort and peace. Salvation is one time. Come by faith to Jesus. You're saved, saved eternally. The work that I do is not for my salvation to get into heaven, not for my salvation to have my sins forgiven. It is that I will be a blessing unto the Lord, and that I will bring joy unto the Lord. And when that comes, then I receive the joy and the peace. And it's a wonderful life, a wonderful walk that you can do if you'll just turn unto the Lord Jesus. There are many, as the John here, chapter 5, is speaking of the witness in testifying of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, that He is God and He is the Son of God. We have so many today that have presented another way. And we're going to take just a few minutes, and I've put the little note here that do you want to make another gospel? Because there are many ways, according to man today, that you can be saved. And that's a lie. That's a lie. I don't care where you go to church or anything. There is only one way, and that's by faith in the Lord Jesus. That's it. Now, if you want the power of God, and if you want the joy of God, and the love of God, and the peace of God, then you must surrender to Him with your will after salvation, and then those will come. That will be a part of your life, and you'll enjoy it. And so we must stay with the truth. It's so important that we not only come to the truth, come to the saving knowledge of Jesus, but then stay there too, that we may reap the blessings of it, not only eternal life and our sins forgiven, but then the daily life and what's left in this life, that we may enjoy it. But so many have brought us a different gospel. Now, you think of, we must stay in the New Testament then to speak of this. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, if you'll remember, that's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And so you can find it in your Bible, go at the very beginning, and come through it. You'll get to the book of Numbers, and you'll find Deuteronomy. And I know you have time to find it because I'm finding it. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." See, the Lord knew all along that man would take something so great and so wonderful as salvation, the free gift of salvation, and then the walk that we should have in the Lord, and they would try to fine-tune it. They would, for some reason, believe that God didn't quite do it perfectly, or something isn't quite right here, and we can do it better. And that's exactly what man believes. And so that's the reason today that we do not have scholars of the Word of God teaching the truth. We have psychologists and psychiatrists and philosophers to add to it, to make things better, to improve things and improve your life. We need to move away from all those and move back into the simple Word of God, the simple truth. Don't be one of these deep thinkers that is read between every line of the Word of God to come up with some wisdom there. The simple truth, a childlike faith comes to Jesus. And when a child comes to the Lord Jesus, then as we begin to grow, you as a child, as a baby in Christ, you can begin to learn the Word of God immediately. You don't have to go off to a Bible college somewhere, and it's very dangerous today. You need to be very careful that when you go to like a Bible college, you need to be so careful, my friend, as you do in the local church. You need to search the Scripture. Do not sit and listen to that professor and listen to him. I heard a man on the radio the other day, and it was on a talk show. It was on a farm show is what it was on. And he said these preachers today that come out of these cemeteries. And, of course, he was talking about the seminaries. But he called them a cemetery. And I agree. Many times when people leave to go off to school, to be a pastor, to grow in the Word of God, they begin to take the Word of God, instead of being a living book, they turn it into a textbook. They also spend so much time searching other information, other books other than the Word of God by the Holy Spirit, that they come out going in a strong believer, one that knows the Word, believes the truth, and they come out on the other side and they graduate and they have all the lines of philosophy. They believe that that's such when you go to school today in any kind of Christian work, you have to have your part of psychology. No, you don't. We need to know Jesus, and we need to walk with the Lord Jesus. So please be careful that you have not presented another gospel. Just because you've been to some cemetery somewhere and graduated and come out, be careful. You can go to school, you can learn much at school, but see that you're learning it through the Word of God by the Holy Spirit and not just listening to the professor, listening to your preacher. See that you confirm it by the Word of God. Now, see, I'm not afraid of anything, of anybody that comes here, because I want them to show and look to what I'm proclaiming in the Word of God. I want them to know without a question it's the truth. Well, you know how they're going to know it's the truth? Not by just believing me, but by searching the Scripture. And there's times there'll be someone come up to me and says, Larry, you know, I see the point you made, but I believe they're really talking about this. And I'll say, yes, they are. They're talking about this. But did I misuse the Scripture in making this example? And they says, no, you didn't. And I want to know that. I want to know that I did not misuse the Word of God to proclaim the truth, to get it out. I want it to be God's Word. And that's the desire of my heart, because I want the joy of God in my heart. And so we had this first one now in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it. And again, many times that happens because we ourselves are not in the Word of God. We're beginning to read other books. I've had folks that's come to this church, and as these folks come to this church, they leave the service, and you know the first thing, instead of, they'll say first, oh, that's a great message, that's a great message. And they'll say, have you ever read this book? And they're not talking about the Word of God, my friend. They're talking about another book. That's going to help me understand. No, I just need to spend more time with Jesus in His Word, not in some other book. And see that you do the same thing, that you're not listening to some professor's teaching, you're not studying some other man's book, but you're studying the book, the Word of God, because that's where your joy and your victory and your power and strength will come from. And I want that for you. I want salvation. I want you to come to Jesus and be saved. I want you to meet Him at the cross today. If you've never come to know Jesus, please confess your sin. Turn unto the living God. Turn unto the Lord Jesus. He's your Savior. He's your Messiah. Please come. And then begin this glorious, wonderful walk. Whatever stumble you have, whatever trouble you have, whatever tribulation you have, my friend, the victory can come through Jesus if you'll turn it to Him and let Him work it out. Don't go to some other man to do it. Oh, brothers and sisters in Christ, your pastor should be a wonderful place to go for fellowship and for leadership in the Lord, yes. But see that you go to the Word of God. Don't leave that up to somebody else. You go to the Word of God and confirm it. Let's go on now to Deuteronomy chapter 12. Deuteronomy chapter 12, same book, just different chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. Deuteronomy 12, 32. And it tells us, "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." Now, we're clear back in the book of Deuteronomy, and there's been many writings. We have, again, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. This is the fifth book. This is the five books of Moses that Moses has written for us, recorded by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And so there is the rest of your Word, if you and I hope you do have your Bible open. I'm on page 231 in my Bible, and I have a lot of Scripture left. And so how can we say not to add to it? Well, add to what they have had. I have 13, see that I don't change here at Matthew, and I don't. I have 1,352 pages as I glance back towards the end of my Bible. 1,353, I guess, would be the number I have. So I'm at page 231 in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. There's a lot of Scripture that's been proclaimed and written down to be the Word of God and truth after that. Yes, it has. But do you realize that anything that's been stated prior to this time is a truth, and there's nothing that's been stated after this time that has been in contradiction to that? It is not. There is never a time that it has went against what has been said to this point. And so when we read that, "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." And so as we look at the truth, the Word of God, what's been stated from Genesis to Deuteronomy is truth. It is the Word of God. We need to search it. We need to study it. We need to know it. We need to live by it. But also from this point to the end of Revelation is also the Word of God, and it does not go against anything that's been said. It does not change anything that's been said. It just makes it fuller for us. That's what the Word of God is from cover to cover. How would you like just to have the Old Testament and not have the New Testament? Many people never study the Old Testament. They don't see it's necessary. And I've shared this before many times to you, and that is that if you don't study the Old Testament, you'll never come anywhere near understanding the New, because the fullness of the New Testament will be fulfilled in the Old. As for an Old Testament believer, if they would be able to acquire the New Testament at some time, oh, it would have been so full for them. Well, we have the same opportunity. We have the end of the story, the rest of the story in the New Testament. Let's go back and see the beginning. And it's so beautiful and wonderful to study it. So I'm glad that you have joined today to do that with us. Now we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 30. Again, we want no other gospel. We don't want anything changed. And the Lord Jesus is presented from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. And it tells us how to be saved. It tells us how to live. It tells us the judgment that's coming to the believer and to the lost. All that is very clearly placed in the Word of God. Now we need to go to Proverbs. Proverbs. You'll find Psalms. It's in about the middle of your Bible. Proverbs is just the next book past that. Psalms, Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 30, the 6th verse. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Look what happened, and if you'll go back to verse 5, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. So add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. That's what happens to anyone that decides to change the word of God. And the most obvious area that folks through the centuries have changed the word, and that is they have left the simple plan of salvation, the very foundation of the word, and that's coming to the Lord Jesus. He has shed his blood. He has died upon the cross to save you. He is in that grave 3 days and three nights and rose again. Please, my friend, do not change that. And coming by faith, whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. The mind and the heart. And the only way that can come is upon the Holy Spirit convicting you, drawing you. But you have a choice, my friend, if you're going to come to Jesus or you're going to turn away. But please do not listen or follow any direction that is contrary to the Word of God. And it is more, the presence today of false teaching and false doctrine is everywhere. You have thrown out the Word of God, my friend, and you have adapted a simple word called unity. And to you to come and to get together is more important than following the Word of God. Now, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words. And when you begin to change, begin to compromise from his word, to get along with anybody, it's wrong. The power is going to be gone. There are multitudes. I see them every day almost. People leave the word of God. They leave the truth to compromise, to supposedly help in some way or another. Because, well, I can get along then. No, you're not. You're compromising. Have you left a solid church that preaches the word and went to a church that, oh, you still hear the word, but I get along better with the folks I'm around, and so that's where my family went, so that's where I go. Don't do it. You may be the only one. Please stand in the truth with the Lord Jesus, that you may have the fullness of God, that you may enjoy his power, enjoy his teaching, enjoy his fellowship, all these, please, that you look unto him. Now, we're leaving the Old Testament now. We're going all the way back to the other end of the Word of God, to Revelation chapter 22. You see, it says it many times, Deuteronomy 4:2, Deuteronomy 12:32, Proverbs 36, 30, verse 6, and Revelation 22, verse 19. Revelation 22, verse 19. If any man shall take away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. How important is it, my friend, that we do not change and we do not play with this word and play with our life and other people's lives because we think it's going to help somehow or another. If we can get along and stop fussing and things like that, I don't fuss with anybody. I proclaim the truth. If they don't like it or agree with it, it's God's word. And so they have the opportunity to go wherever they want to. But I do know that when you do leave the truth, whether it be this church or another church that proclaims clearly the truth, that you are taking the power of God away from you. And when you do that, then the folks that are around you that would have been saved because of your testimony and your witness, they will not be saved. It speaks here that God shall take away his part out of the book of life. If you know Jesus, you've come by faith, and you know without a question in your heart you're saved, you're saved. But what you're doing is taking those people that you know, maybe you love, and you've compromised to be a part of them and be with them, but you've left the truth, you've left the time that you were studying the Word of God, you've left a church that preached the Word of God, to compromise, to get along. Maybe you're a preacher and you have led your church that way. Maybe you have joined with another church or another group. And the reason I tell you this is because the Word of God is so clear that we are to be separated. And we are to walk a life that's pleasing unto the Lord, not unto man. And the compromises that are made are to get along with man, not to get along with God. And we must get along with God. If you want to be saved, and you want to have fellowship, and you want to have the power of God, then we must do it God's way. And it's a sweet opportunity that we have to have that leadership. But if any man take away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. That means salvation will go out the window to you, to those that you know. And maybe that's the very reason and purpose that you have left and went someplace else, to just get along, to stop fussing, stop fighting. But you know what's going to happen? Those folks aren't going to be saved. Oh, my friend, that's so sad. That's so, so sad that that's taken place. That you have left the truth because you've followed after man's what you've done. And it's so easily done, so quickly done. And I'm not passing judgment on you. I just want you to have the joy and the peace of God. And the only way that comes is to have the truth. Now the next section that we go to here, because we've spent all this time search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And verse 40 says, and you will not come. I'm back in John chapter 5, verse 40. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. You see, there was a multitude of people at this time that refused to come to the Lord Jesus. They would not come to him. And he said, you don't believe in me. You don't believe it is me, that I am God come to save you. But the Scripture have testified of me. As the verse in verse 39, they are they which testify of me. The Scripture, the Word of God testifies of me and proclaims it so clearly. And we have many verses of Scripture that we're going to read. The first one, it'll be the only one we get to this time that we're together, but it's the first gospel. And I'm going to read it to you, and I want you to look at that between now and the next time we come together, because it is the first gospel that's presented. Now, you say, how can the gospel be presented unless it's in the New Testament? Because the Word of God is one from cover to cover, and that's what we need to follow. Not another man to compromise with him, but the Word of God, we need to follow it. And it is in unity with itself. There is no deception, nothing that's stated in one place and not in another. It's clearly together, and it's one. And please, if you'll look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, is the very first gospel. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise his head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, I want you to see the gospel. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus in that verse of Scripture. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I don't give you homework very often, but this time I'm going to. So please look that up and search that, and we will come together next time, and that's where we'll begin, that you can see that verse of Scripture. And that is in the under Search the Scripture. We are in John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40, that we may have life in Jesus. My friend, Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for you. Please come to him today that you may be saved, that you may have life. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?